Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Praise God. That's the song by Mary. Mary, praise God. It's become a theme song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what God's been telling us to do. Hallelujah. He's been telling us that the blessing is ready, and all we got to do is go receive it. Praise God. Go get, hallelujah, the blessing that God already got laid out for you. Hallelujah. See, that's the problem. A lot of us think we're waiting on God to prepare a blessing. Hallelujah, praise God. But we don't know the blessing is already prepared. Hallelujah, praise God. We just got to go get it. Amen. We want to thank everybody tonight for tuning in to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with Apostle Eldon Curry, praise God, based out the West Coast, Long Beach, California, is in the house on tonight. Praise God. And he's definitely going to come with a dynamic word later on in our broadcast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight, Lord. We just want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us on today. Hallelujah. That your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. That your Holy Spirit teach us on today. Our ears are open. Our hearts are open. Our souls are open to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you and we bless your name. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. God is most definitely good all the time. Hallelujah and all the time. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. We thank God just for being here. All amen on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Headed up. Amen. My Apostle Elden A. Curry out the West Coast, Long Beach, California. If y'all just tuning in, Long Beach, California is most definitely, hallelujah, in the house.
Praise the Lord.
God.
This is Jackie Walker from Long Beach.
Amen. Amen. Sister Jackie, blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be on the line on today. Hallelujah. We are about,
hallelujah,
amen, to go to the throne of grace with our prayer requests and our testimonies on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And we always go with a scripture, praise God. And today's scripture, I want to go to Matthew, hallelujah, 6. Matthew chapter 6. The Lord likes to switch it up every once in a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. He says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, for what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than remnant? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not better than they? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to stop right there on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Yeshua, hallelujah, is telling us, praise God. Hallelujah. To take no thought. Hallelujah. That's the loose translation. It's more, in the Greek, it's more translated into do not worry. Praise God. Do not worry for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying, stop worrying. Hallelujah. Praise God. About whether or not the Lord is going to allow you to eat tomorrow. Quit worrying about whether or not, hallelujah, you're going to have something to drink. He's saying, look at the birds. When he says, behold the fowls of the air, he said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, they don't have no farm. Hallelujah, praise God. They don't have no stores. Praise God. But have you ever looked at the bird? That word behold means to look. So he's saying, look at the birds of the air. Have you ever taken the time out just to look at the birds? Have you ever looked at how fat they are? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some people in the country, they say the pigeon's so fat, they gotta kill the pigeon and eat the hallelujah because the pigeon's fat already. Praise God. Ain't nobody feed it to get it that fat. Hallelujah. So how did they get that fat? Who had to feed this bird? The Lord fed. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Lord say, if I feed the birds of the air and I make sure they have food and I make sure they have drink and I make sure they have clothes to wear and I make sure they have shelter, how much more am I going to do for you? Praise God. Hallelujah. We read this scripture before Amen. We come to the throne of grace because we need to come to the throne of grace with the expectation that God said he's going to do these things for us. This is not a if thing.
Amen.
This is not a maybe thing. This is not a could have. I hope it happens. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, I feed the birds. What makes you think I won't feed you? Hallelujah. He said, do you think they're more important than you? If you recall, remember this. God made man. Then he made the animals. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if God made man first, then he made the animals for man. So if he feeds the animals, which he made for the man, hallelujah, how much more is he going to feed you? Praise God.
Amen.
If you believe it, Hallelujah, praise God. We have to believe what the word of God is telling us. Hallelujah, praise God. And the word of God says, I got you. I got your back. I'm not going to let you starve. I'm not going to let you go hungry. I'm not going to let you go without clothes on your back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Look what David said, and we should open up the line, but look what David said. David said, I have been young and I have been whole. Hallelujah. So he's talking about my entire life. Hallelujah. I've been young and I've been old, from a child to an old man. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah. All their children have to beg for bread. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you know you're the righteous of Christ tonight, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow. Hallelujah. If you know you're the righteousness of God, you ain't got to worry about what you're going with.
Hallelujah.
Because God got your back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We want to go ahead and open up the line at this time. Praise God. If you have a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, or you have a prayer request on tonight, hallelujah, now would be the time to put that in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Hallelujah on tonight. Go ahead, sir.
Brother Andre, I got a testimony. God is so good. I'm so grateful and thankful today that he has kept me, that he woke me up this morning, started me on my day. He woke me up with active my limbs, no pain today, and I'm just so grateful. Today I came home. I had picked my granddaughter up earlier after I got out of therapy to take her to wash her clothes, and I had asked her, did you lock the door? And she said, yeah, Grandma, I locked the door. So to make a long story short, We just came home. I just came home. The door wide open. She didn't lock the door, didn't lock the screen. I thank God, and I managed these apartment bills. I got these people money. I got this man keys. Didn't nobody come in the house. The house, everything's still intact. I said, God, I thank you for protecting my house. Thank you for giving me a prayer life and putting protection and angels around my house. Because in the area I lived in, I should have came home and everything should have been gone. But God didn't allow that to happen. So I'm just so thankful and grateful that God just protects me.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jackie. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a blessing right there.
I had to let a little cry out because God is so good. He is so good. He protects us when we don't even know he's protecting us. And I just ask you guys to pray my strength, pray for my family. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen, Sister Jackie. Thank you for the...
Thank God for the peace, too. Thank God for the fire. Thank God for the fruits. That's testified about. Yeah, we...
Why you got to speak up, boy? I can't hear you.
It's a blessing to be here on the line with all of you, by the Lord, but by the Washington, by the way. You know, it's hurt. I'm in heaven. I'm excited.
Amen, amen, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. We appreciate that testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight?
Yes, we do. Good morning. Good afternoon, church family. This is
Good afternoon.
Hello, I made it again. I just want to give thanks and praise to the Lord for keeping me another night, for his love, for his mercy and grace and his salvation, and for putting his angels of protection around my household and my son, my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord because he blessed me with a home at the right time, at the right amount. And I am so appreciative and grateful for that. And I used to worry about how I'm going to pay for it. But then it came to my spirit, don't worry about it. If the Lord puts you there, he'll make a way. So I just want to thank the Lord. And I want to ask you guys to, I want to thank you guys for continuously praying for me and my family and friends as I do the same for you guys, family and friends. And God is so awesome. I mean, you could just, if you think about how awesome he truly is and how much he truly loves us, you could thank him forever and ever and ever. But I just want the Lord to know and everyone on the prayer line that I'm appreciative to what the Lord has done, is doing, and will do. And I just ask everyone to continue to pray that I have strength to endure this journey here on this earth and live right and do right and to continue to pray for my son. In Jesus' name, thank you.
A sweet tale to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender. To you.
Can't hear you.
Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. I hear it upside down. Withholding nothing. I give myself away. Oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand, Lord. My life is in your hand. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. First of all, I'm giving honor to God and thank you, praise him for another day. Well, this is the day that he has made. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. Not mad, but be glad in it. Don't say nothing mad but the devil. I thank you, praise
That's
God,
it.
For waking me up this morning with a new attitude to serve God more and more. I'd like for you all to pray that I grow, my strength grow strong in the Lord, and I do what he's calling me to do in these last and evil days. I give myself completely away to the Lord so he can use me. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Do we have any more testimony on the night? We got time for one more before we get to the word. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank God for waking me up this morning. Start me off on a brand new day and bring me to the front line this evening and do it all over again. I'd like to thank God for my family, my friends. I wanted to join on the front line today. I'd like to thank my nieces and my nephews, my sisters, my brother-in-law, my nurses that come by and check up on me on a daily basis. I'd like to thank y'all for letting me, you know, share the day with y'all today.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, amen, for those testimonies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has certainly been good. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. And every day somebody got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. God is truly good. Hallelujah. It hasn't even blessed us during this revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every day we come on, praise God, somebody got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. And some people might say, hallelujah. Somebody just testified that they woke up this morning. Ain't that good? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hey,
you know, the problem, we don't appreciate God for what we call the little things because everybody didn't wake up this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah.
On,
and somebody woke up this morning, but they not here tonight because they thought they was going to work. Hallelujah. Praise God. They thought they was going here. They thought they was going there. They thought they was on their way home. Praise God. And they was really on their way home, but not the home they thought. Praise God. So we got to be grateful, amen, that God left us here. Why?
Lord.
That means we still got some destiny. Hallelujah. What the man of God said last night. There's still some purpose on our life. Hallelujah. Praise
hey,
God.
Hey, God. That about something.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne
hallelujah.
Of grace. Praise God. And then I'm going to introduce the man of God, and he's going to break that holy bread once again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord. You've heard all your testimonies that have gone up. You've heard all the prayer requests, Lord. Hallelujah, and only you can honor those prayer requests, Lord, and we believe you have heard and that you have already honored them, and we are just sitting here waiting to receive what we have already asked you for, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anoint his lips to speak nothing but your word on tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation that you are about to pour out of your tongue. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Well, are you ready for the word? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Maybe y'all didn't hear me. I said, are you ready for the word? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
The bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We got to be as excited, amen, as it is to get the word of God, as it is to get that dinner plate we're getting ready to see. Some of us thinking about dinner.
Hey!
Some of us cooking dinner right now. Hallelujah. But the word of God is about to be served up. I'm quick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the son and present to others the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Long Beach, California. None other, hallelujah, than your friend and mine, praise God, the Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Curry. Elder Curry, Pastor Curry is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Give the Lord, hallelujah, some praise for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God. Come on, clap those hands, everybody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and open up your mouth and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If he's been good to you, hallelujah. Glory to God. If he's done anything for you, come on and praise him.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed at the hand of the enemy. Come on and give your God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody been waiting all day long to give God this praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody been saying, Lord, you've been so good to me all day. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. Hey, Shakada. Come on, saints. Lift him up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on, somebody, give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come on, saints of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift him high. Lift him high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah, from the earth, glory to God, I would draw men. Somebody needs to hear you, praise God. Somebody needs to hear. Somebody needs to hear you pray that your Father.
You
don't know who that's going to draw to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't know who listening to your praise. But God is saying, lift me high. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How many know that hallelujah is the highest praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God showed up, showing out, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're wonder in my soul, Lord. Love you.
Hey, Shakada. Come on and talk to Daddy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
How many know when you can't talk to nobody else, you can talk to Yahshua? How many of you know that God is even, he is a very prayerful? Hallelujah. He says his ears are attentive to our prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Good. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
People may not want to hear you, but God says, my ear is open to your prayers, glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, know that when people walk out, God will walk in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Showing up and showing out.
Some people like to rush through things, but see, when it comes to giving God the glory, we can't rush through this thing. We got to just hallelujah, meditate, glory to God. We got to get it, Lord, hallelujah, just love on him, glory to God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Shouldn't nobody have to tell you more than what time to praise him? I mean, it should be already in your lips to praise him. David said, that praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to prime something if it's already primed up. Glory to God. You ain't got to wind me if I'm already wound up. All you got to do is just tell me when to go. Like E-40, just tell me when to go. Go, 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 go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and magnify him. Go ahead and tell him how wonderful he is. Go ahead and tell him he's the love of your soul. Go ahead and tell him ain't nobody like him in all the earth. Go ahead and tell him he's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God.
Hallelujah to his great name. Hallelujah.
Good, he's good. Hallelujah. More than good. Hallelujah.
Hey. Glory to God. The songwriter says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time for us, child of God, to start making our boast, to let our soul make her boast in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. It's time to boast on God. It's time to brag on God. It's time to let the world know how good our God is. Jesus. Oh, God, I'm going to send out a motion.
Yes,
I'm going to send
out a motion.
Hey, God, hallelujah.
My soul cries out, hallelujah. When I thank him, your goodness, Lord.
Hey, glory to God, hallelujah.
Oh,
how many
glory,
know that when
glory,
you just
glory,
think on it, glory to God, you can't help but praise him? Come on here, somebody. Sometimes all you got to do is just think about how far he has brought you. Hallelujah. Sometimes all you got to do is think about how many victories. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times that he kept death off you? Come on here, somebody. How many times that he kept people off you? How many times, glory to God, when they want to see you fall and God held you up, glory to God, because he wouldn't get a devil to satisfy of allowing to see you fall. I wish somebody would give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Go ahead and pray. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Yes. Ooh, Jesus.
Hey,
thank
God, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank of you, Jesus. Mm.
I just hit his old song, hallelujah. My soul look back and wonder how I got over.
Hallelujah.
I made it over. Hallelujah. But my soul look back and wonder how I got over. Because I wasn't supposed to make it over according to the enemy, but God, hallelujah, made a way out of no way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. How many can testify and say God made a way out of no way? Come on here, somebody. It wasn't even no way out, but God made a way. Glory to God. How many know it ain't no way God will make a way? Come on. Somebody hold God a praise right there. Glory to God. Because there was no way out of your situation, but God made a way.
Yes, he did now.
Yes,
hey!
He did.
God, your enemy is still trying to figure out what happened. Hallelujah. That's how good that the way it was. Hallelujah. They still trying to figure out how you get out of that. Hallelujah. Because I didn't see no way out of it, glory. But God, made a way. Hallelujah.
Yes. I can say, look,
I didn't mean to stir up nothing, y'all. Hallelujah, but he made good. Glory to God. We got to start cheating God. Hallelujah. You know we cheat God when we don't really tell it how good he really was. Hallelujah. We trying to set on something. God said, no, don't set on it. Tell it. The Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, I got a testimony. Hallelujah. I got a testimony in the name of hallelujah. If you sit down with me, I can tell you some things God has said. I got a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo. I ain't here by accident, neighbor. God did it. Come on here, somebody. Tell them God did it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I can't even take no credit for it. God did it, neighbor.
God did it.
Hey, God,
hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hallelujah to God. Hey, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get to this word, y'all, but God said, stay here for a minute. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I mean, know that you can't rush the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. You just got to let him flow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's what's wrong with ministers and preachers. Amen. They trying to rush the Holy Ghost. How many know you can't rush your body? Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't tell the boss what to do. You got to let the boss be the boss. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, today, tonight, hallelujah.
That's right. Tell it now. Tell it like it is. That's right. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When you try to tell your boss what to do, guess what's going to happen? Your boss going to say, you don't need to work for me no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God.
And how many know when you love your job and you love your boss, you're going to do whatever the boss tells you to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
I love my boss, hallelujah. And I love my job, but I love him more than anything, hallelujah. I just want to say that I love you more than anything, hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you more than anything. I love you more than life. I love you more than death. I love you more than anything, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody bless his name tonight. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Right. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah.
When you're not ashamed, then you just let it out anyway. When you're not ashamed, hallelujah, you don't care who's looking at you. When you're not ashamed, hallelujah, you just say, hey, this is who I am, Lord. I'm a worshiper. I'm going to praise the glory to God. Not just when I go to church, glory to God. I'm a worshiper and a praiser when I'm not at church, glory to God. I'm a worshiper and a praiser when I'm walking, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
The songwriter said, I was walking and talking with my mind, hallelujah. And it was still, oh, Jesus, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to let this thing go. Hallelujah, but I feel a praise down in my belly for somebody tonight. Hallelujah. God, get ready to do something for you so crazy. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to hallelujah. I just see you just riding it. Just, if you could, turn it soft and everything. Hallelujah. Why? Because God getting ready to blow your mind. That's what I hear the Holy Ghost say. He said, tell him, son, I'm getting ready to blow they mind. Hallelujah. You ain't, how many of you have ever had a blow your mind blessing? Amen. You just sitting there just looking at the blessing. You're like, Lord, I just can't believe that you done did all this for me. I can't believe that you love me this much. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Hey, I'm healing tonight, y'all. Hallelujah to God.
He's here. I'm going to hire y'all. Yes.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God one more shout of praise, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Man.
I know we dignify folk and all, hallelujah. I know we don't normally lose it like this, hallelujah. Amen. But I can't speak for nobody else, but I done lost my dignity. Girl. I've been lost that, glory to God. The first time he saved me, and I felt his love, glory to God. Amen. I put aside all dignity, glory to God. Because, amen, when you think about how good he's been, it'll cause you to get indignant, glory to God. You be like, Lord, you just too good, hallelujah. You just too good, glory to God. Especially when you look at Lord, I don't even deserve all his goodness. Hallelujah. Sometimes, Lord, I messed up, glory to God. Sometimes, Lord, I don't even do everything right. But you still keep on loving me. Hallelujah. Hey, the songwriter said he looked beyond all my faults. Hallelujah. And saw that I had a need that superseded my faults. Come on here. I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. Hallelujah. God said, I'm looking past your faults because I see the need.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's why he stopped in Samaria because the woman with the fault had a need. And everybody was looking at her fault. But the Lord said, but she got a need, though. She need a man, but she needs the right kind of man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. Hallelujah. She had all these husbands because she was trying to find what? The right man. But when Yahshua came along and said, give me a drink. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She thought that he was like all the other men, but she recognized something different about him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
And the Lord said, if you knew who it was that was talking to you today, you would be asking me for a drink. I'm asking you for a drink so I can get a drink out of you. Come, help me, God, tonight. Now, God was asking her for a drink so he could get a drink out of her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
She really needed to drink more than him. But he said, now, since you don't know how to conversate to me, I'm going to conversate to you first. Give me a drink.
Hallelujah.
And she was stuck looking at the color that he was, that she almost missed who he was. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what flesh can do for you. Flesh can get you so caught up into yourself into what the other person looked like that you won't see God. See, God is saying, a lot of times we miss him because we don't come like he expects us to come. Well, I'm looking for tall, dark, and handsome. You done missed him. Hallelujah. Because he don't always come that way. Come on here, somebody. But the devil do, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said just how you like it, glory to God. Hey, in the flesh, glory to God. But inwardly, he'll be a raving wolf, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's right.
But
that's
the
right.
Master. So the need is that, you know what, you need a drink. Not the regular drink that you go for, because she had been to the well. See, the well represents the church. See, we keep going to the church because we think that the church will give us that drink. But sometimes the drink is deeper than just a well. God said, you need to go inside. You need to go deep down in the well. Come on here, somebody. This ain't even the message that God got me on, but it's the Holy Ghost saying to somebody tonight, he gave me to give you a drink that's going to blow your mind. Hallelujah. See, that's why you're online right now. See, that's why you keep coming, because God says the drink, he said the drink is filling your thirst. See, there's a thirst. See, the Bible said they that are hungry and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God has said there's a thirst in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That can't be fulfilled nowhere else. See, if it could be fulfilled somewhere else, you wouldn't be on here. Glory to God. But God says the anointing has drawn you here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody can't drink from this well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has hand-selected people to drink from this well. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
All right.
And so God is saying, you plugged in. Because your thirst has driven you here. Come on here, somebody. How many know that thirst will drive you? Come on here, somebody. When you thirsty, it'll drive you to where you can get a drink. And how many know every place can't fulfill your thirst? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it takes the Holy Ghost to put you in the right place to get the drink you need from the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
But see, God is a God of order. Now, see, this was going to take us into the message right here. See, God is a God of order. When he started talking to her, the first thing he asked her outside of give me a drink was, where is your husband? He said, where your husband is?
All right.
He said, I ain't got one. He said, you answer right. He said, you done have five husbands, and the one you got now ain't yours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So they let me know she done had six husbands, and out of six husbands, none of them was the one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. None of
Because she had a thirst that couldn't be fulfilled, hallelujah, until she met the right man.
Ooh,
glory to God.
Wait.
And then when the Lord began to tell her about herself, hallelujah, that's how she knew he was real. Because when he began prophesying, he began telling her things that nobody knew, hallelujah, but God and her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he said, I perceive, hallelujah, that you are a prophet. That word perceive means that I feel it in my spirit, glory to God, is that I see it in my spirit that you are a prophet. I perceive means I know in my spirit who you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Then when the Lord got through with her, hallelujah, glory to God, she went and tell, it told every man in the city, come see a man. Hallelujah. She went to every man in the city and told them to come. The first evangelistic woman. See, she started evangelizing. After the Lord began to set her free, first thing she did was she went and evangelized. Come on here. Because she had an evangelistic anointing, but she couldn't operate in it until she got free, because she got her a drink. Hallelujah.
On,
glory to God. Then she went into the city and told every man, not every woman, every man. Why? Because every man knew who she was. Hallelujah. And she had that kind of power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When she said, come see a man, every man came. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to have that some kind of power, amen, to be able to impact every man in the city. See, y'all sure knew if I get this one woman, glory to God, I could get to city
hallelujah.
With this one woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One woman got him the whole city. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. The disciples didn't know what was going on. Glory to God. They thought he needed something to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, his food was to do the will of the Father. Come on. Yeah, Baba, son, don't know bullshit. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Ooh, glory. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how the Holy Ghost took me there, glory to God, but that was for somebody, glory to God. That was for somebody. It might have been for everybody, glory to God. But God says, I had to get you because you got influences, hallelujah, that other folks ain't got. People wonder why God is pulling on you. Why is God dealing with you? Why? God, because I gave you influence. He said, when you was in the world, you made certain connections, hallelujah, that's going to influence you in the kingdom. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right, now, come on.
Hey, God says, and I caused that to happen because I knew I was going to save you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, a plan and a purpose. See, everything with God is a plan and a purpose. God had a plan, and you and I are the purpose. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like shouting here tonight. God said, yeah, the reason why I set it up like this, glory to God, because I got a plan, and you the purpose behind the plan. Come on here, somebody. After God say that woman, every man came to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Behind one woman. Hallelujah. He got a whole city. See, you ain't got to get to everybody. All you got to do is get to the right somebody. I'm going to try to lead this alone tonight, but it's too good, glory to God. Let me tell you something, tell God. God was telling me, he said, tonight I want you to talk about the attack that's on the family. The attack that is on the family, how the enemy has attacked the family. Getting everybody out of order. Let's go to this thing. Let me tell you, the reason why the enemy used the European to take the black man out the house, to take the black man out of his position, is because he knew that we hold the power to keep things together. See, when we're not in our place, it gives the enemy access. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Hallelujah, God.
Speak tonight, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Kathleen from Louisiana.
Amen. Welcome in, daughter. Come on in. Hallelujah. Where the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody there?
Not yet.
And beginning with verse 3. We're going to begin at verse 3. While everybody's getting it, let me pray. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise your name tonight, Father. Father, I ask you tonight, Lord, to cleanse and wash me, Lord God, in your precious blood tonight, Father. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word every night. Thank you for your word every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Because without you, I can do nothing, God. Hallelujah. Anointed of God, I pray tonight, God, that you would saturate every heart tonight, Father, that you would meet every need, God. Thank you, Lord. You know what every one of us needs tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your word. You said that we shall not live by bread alone, but for every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We give you praise tonight. And we give you glory. Have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, God. That we may say, Lord, that you are awesome and glorious and worthy to be praised, oh God. We thank you tonight. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. We want to talk about tonight the attack that is on the family. I pray a hedge around every family tonight, Lord. I thank you. Thank you for every family that is represented here tonight. Lord, I cancel every assignment. I rebuke every devil and demon that has been assigned, Abu Sando, to every family here tonight. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed, Abu Sando, against any of our families shall prosper. Lord, Abba Sanda Dabosa, loose your anointing, God, Abba Sanda Dabosa. Lord, put a hedge of protection around every family tonight.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And we will give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. For it all belongs to you.
Yes, God.
And we give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen tonight. Amen. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 11. Beginning with verse 3. And the word of the Lord reads. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen. It says, but I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ coming. Now, for every brother that's online tonight, we got to make sure where that word Christ is, that word Christ actually means the anointing. The anointing. The anointing, how he revealed himself to me, he says, I am the visible presence of God. In other words, I am the presence that is seen. Hallelujah. That's when God allow his presence to be seen on us. That's the anointing. Hallelujah. So when anyone can see the presence of God on us, that's his anointing. Come on here, somebody. And so verse 3 says, but I want you to realize that the head Okay? So the head is the anointing that is over us. Come on here, somebody. So over our head should be the presence of God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm talking to every brother tonight. Can every brother hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brothers, if you online, I need to hear you. I need to hear my brothers right now.
Yes, sir. We hear.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Because you know we the head, but you know we can't be the head without him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He got to be the head of us in order for us to be the head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When he the head over us, he'll make everything obedient to us. Come on here, somebody. So when things ain't acting right, we can go to our head and say, look, Lord, hallelujah, this here is not acting right. What you want me to do? And he'll tell us what to do because he put us in charge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word head means the covering. Another word for head is father. Come on here, somebody. So when we say head, that means father. Because the father is what? The head of the house. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So Yahshua is saying that we got to make sure that his anointing is the head over our life so everything will what? Obey us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And then he says, and the head of the woman is man. Now I should be hearing all my sisters giving God a praise for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But now, you got to have the right man whose head is Christ. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
This only applies when the man's head is Christ. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on,
so that lets us know God has an order. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it says now, and the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Come on here, somebody. So everybody
Amen.
Has a head. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So the Christ that is over us as a man is God. So everybody has to give an account to everybody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 So, man, we got to stop trying to be head without Christ. We got to stop trying to think for ourselves and get into more prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to stop trying to do things ourselves and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your strength. Hallelujah. Lord, Daddy, Father, I need your strength. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible says, in all our ways do what? Acknowledge him. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
I ain't saying that sometimes we ain't gonna miss it. I ain't saying sometimes that we ain't gonna fall. But what we do is say, Lord, help me not to fall again. Come on. Help me, Lord, pick me up. When a baby falls, the first thing that baby do is reach out for his parents. Hallelujah. Whatever parent is there, they gonna reach out for their parents and say, pick me up.
Amen.
I want you to hold me. Amen. And when we fall and when we need help, we reach out to Daddy and say, Lord, pick me up.
Amen.
I need you to hold me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so as long as we understand the order of God and don't miss that order, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Go to, let's go to Matthew 12 right quick. Matthew chapter 12. Woo! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's begin at verse 25. Matthew 12, verse 25. Is everybody there?
Amen. Thank you.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, Matthew 12 and 25, it says, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined. And every city or household divided against itself will not stand.
Amen.
Let me just go there for a minute if the Holy Ghost has had me to go there. So we know that Christ is the head of every man. And then the head of every man or the head of every woman is man. So you know that the only way to keep the devil out, thank you, Holy Ghost, the only way to keep the devil out of your house, of my house, is to stay in unity. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the enemy can't fight where there's unity. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says where there's unity,
Amen.
There's strength. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on, Bobby, speak up, boy. Bobby.
But there has to be
unity.
An understanding concerning unity.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
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 What the enemy got is he got the man and the woman fighting each other. Because God has made y'all as women fillers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So when the enemy is lurking or creeping and you start saying, oh, I feel something. That's God's way of letting you know that there's an enemy in the camp.
Amen.
Because God has made you fillers for a reason.
Amen.
So we can't get mad as men when you start saying, I feel something, because that's your nature.
Amen. Amen.
That's your edge, hallelujah. Okay, Lord, I thank you, Lord. What they call it is intuition.
Amen.
And what the enemy tries to do is he tries to make you doubt your intuition. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. See, he tried to make you doubt what you feeling when God gave you the gift of being a filler. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, what God has made us as men, can y'all hear me, men?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What God has
Amen.
Made us as men is that we are thinkers. Come on here, somebody. We have
mm-hmm.
the power of thinking. That's the gift God has given us. We're thinkers. We always thinkers.
Amen.
That's why the enemy fight us in our minds so much, brothers. It's because God has blessed us yep. with the power to yep. think. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so the Hallelujah. First thing he do is fight us in our mind. Hallelujah. That's why the head of every man is yeah. Christ, is because he's trying to help us in our thought process. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
See, we can't think straight if our head ain't on. Come on here, somebody. And some of us as men are headless. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We trying to think, but we ain't got no head. Hallelujah. And some of us got the wrong head on. We got the devil where God needs to be. We got a covering, but it ain't God. And that's why our mind ain't right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's true. Hallelujah.
And how many know that when our mind ain't right, amen, and then we trying to be the head over her, her mind is going to be right. Hallelujah. Why? Because she wrestling with the devil, and she wrestling with a head that ain't on, that ain't me. That's not all right. Hallelujah. She praying, but the head ain't all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, pal.
We got to keep Christ as our covering so we can cover our one that God has given us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We trying to cover the one that God they gave us, but we not covered. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that you can't cover if you ain't covered? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why we got to surrender everything to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to encourage every brother. Brother, keep your head on. Tell every brother that's online tonight, keep your head on, brother. It's going to be all right. Amen. Amen. Keep your head on. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy mess with your head. Head on, Boko. Y'all not about to do your shit. Yeah, God, holler. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep your head on, brother. It's going to be all right. Amen. See, keeping our head on me, stay in prayer. Pray. And then while you're praying, then God can impart what he needs to us to keep us strong. So when she needs to draw, she can draw from us. Come on.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So over here in Matthew 12, it says Jesus knew their thought. He was talking about the Pharisees, amen, because when they saw that he had cured this man that was possessed, the man was blind and mute, hallelujah. So he couldn't see nor talk. It says in verse 22, and Jesus healed him, so he both talked and saw. And all the people were astonished and said, could this be the son of David? They were still looking at him in the flesh. And the Pharisees heard what they said, and they said, well, he casted that demon out by Beelzebub. How many know that? Beelzebub means the Lord of the flies. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So they trying to say that Beelzebub was in Yahshua. Yahshua heard their thoughts. Hallelujah. They were trying to say that Yahshua had a demon.
All right.
How many know that there's some people that are signed to you, amen, they can't find no fault in you, but they trying to say, oh, she got the devil in her. Oh, he got the devil in him. No, because a divided kingdom can't stand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
United you stand.
And so Yahshua had to let them know. So he says in verse 26, if Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How then can his kingdom stand? And then in verse 27, it says, And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? He said, if I got a devil in me, who do you got in you? Come on here, somebody. Because you fighting me. If we was on the same team, we wouldn't be fighting each other.
Amen.
Oh, somebody didn't catch that.
If we're on the same team,
both of us can't have the devil and be at each other because the devil is not divided against himself. So Yeshua is saying, if we both got the devil, how is it that we fighting each other? Come on.
Amen.
He said, well, if I got the devil in me, who you got in you?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we're not on the same page. We got two different fathers here. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so somebody give God a praise on that one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But look how the enemy has divided the family. I want y'all to hear me tonight. And look at this through the Holy Ghost. Look how the enemy has divided the family. The enemy got the man in the woman's place.
Yeah.
We as men is supposed to be thinkers, and the enemy has turned us into fillers. Come on here, somebody. So now, amen, you got brothers that's caught up into their feelings. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Oh, I'm just so sinned. That's a demon. The devil is a lie. Let me tell you something, brothers. God never intended for us to be caught up in our feelings. Hallelujah. How did we get so soft? How did we get so timid? How did we get in the place of where the woman supposed to be? So much so now we wearing dresses. Now we carrying purses. What in the hell is going on here? Glory to God. Now we talking to brothers. Hallelujah. We ain't stud women no more. We in the brothers now. We into each other. How in the hell we get here? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy.
We done got so, damn sensitive. We need to check ourselves, brothers. Hallelujah. This ain't God. Hallelujah. We done moved from the first lady to the first man. How did that come?
Come on,
let me leave this alone.
Come on, man.
Help
us, Lord.
Help, Lord.
How did we get from walking as a man to switching? Help me, somebody. Now a man now got more switch than the woman. How in the hell did this take place?
Come on now.
Now you can't even shake a brother's hand no more because his hand feels as soft as a woman. Some of it's softer than a woman. What's going on?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Yep, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's so many lonely women because a man is turned away from his nature, worshiping the creature more than the creator. Somebody give God a praise.
Hey, come on,
Bishop. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brothers, to my God confused. No, God ain't confused. If you look between your legs, God gave you what you needed to let you know what you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell him like it is. Tell him like it is. Tell the truth.
Hallelujah.
How did you get so confused that you don't know if you a man or a woman? Come on here, somebody. Come on, I'm going to have a sex change. I don't care if you have a sex change. When you stand before God, if you a man, he going to call you what he called you when you was a man. Hallelujah. You ain't going to be no female. God's going to say, I made you a man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can go get a sex change and say you Michelle if you want to, but I bet he going to call for Michael when you stand before. Michael, where you at?
Come on now.
Because you didn't come out the womb, Michelle. I named you Michael. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now.
Bitch. He didn't make
your
Adam Steve. Hallelujah. He didn't make no Eve and Elizabeth. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't make Adam and Eve.
Come on
here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
We done lost our mind around here. Why? Because Christ is not the head. See, when Christ is not the head, he can mess with your mind about gender. He can mess with your mind about who you are. You don't know who you is. Why? Because Christ ain't your head. Hallelujah.
You telling the truth.
Ain't no homosexual gonna go to heaven. And you preaching this come out that yeah, God gonna forgive you. He gonna let you up there. No, the devil is a liar, and so are you. Amen. Let me tell you something. Everybody that's caught up in their sin is going to hell. Hell, hell, unless you repent and let God turn you around. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
But let me tell you how the enemy messed up the black man. Because the enemy used this system that we call the government to put the woman in the place of being the head. Amen. And so it made the black man, us as brothers, feel like, well, we ain't got no position no more. We can't even protect our queen. Hallelujah. And so since I can't be a man, what God made me to be, then let me be the woman and see if I can't get privileges like her. No, it don't work that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then it switched. And then you got brothers all in their emotions, all in their feelings. What I want to tell you, brothers, tonight, give all your feelings to God. Whatever you feeling, give it to God, Obosando. He cares for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't let the devil mess your mind up, because at the end of the day, you still a man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can't change that. Glory to God.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And now he got the woman as a thinker. Now you got women now that walk harder than the men now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Butch ain't in the closet no more. Butch, they came out the closet. Hallelujah. She old swole bigger than the man now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Her chest is sticking out more than the man now. Why? Because the enemy through this system has put her in a place of authority that God never put her in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the main women is running around saying, I don't need a man. You need one the most.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
But you saying that you don't need a man because you had the wrong man that was into his feelings and that was crazy in the head that hurt you so bad it made you say, I don't want to deal with any other man no more. Come on here.
Lord, come on, baby.
Amen.
So now, they need to mess up the order now. It got the man acting like the woman. It got the woman acting like a man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And now they saying that the family don't consist of a man and a woman no more. Hallelujah.
The devil's a lie.
Wow.
That two men can make up a family.
That
two women can make up a family. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
It's a lie.
And now you got the children. See, we don't understand what this do to the children, because the children got to have an order that they can look up to, that they can follow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. How you think it's going to make our sons feel if they see daddy being like mommy?
Amen.
So we got to look at, what are we showing our sons? Come on here, somebody. How are we going to tell them to be a man and we can't be one? Oh, God, I might have some folks mad at me tonight. Hallelujah. How are we going to tell son, this is how a man is supposed to be, and we acting like we the woman? Come on here, somebody. Do your dad going to be looking at this how I'm supposed to be?
Amen.
You telling the truth,
folks. And then when you're mad, when he go out in the streets and look for a male figure, because he can't find one in the home. Come on.
Amen.
He wouldn't have to go out in the streets if he could find what he's looking for at home.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Fall now,
amen.
Help, Lord.
We can't just want to be a man for us. We got to be a man for our children, for our sons. They're looking at us. Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
And then our daughters is looking at us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our daughters is watching. They're saying, is that the kind of man I want, a sweet man? I want a sweet man like my daddy. Hallelujah.
Amen. Help Jesus.
Come on, man. I'm telling you, our children is watching.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
We don't want them to have a man that we don't approve of. So we got to be that example. Glory to God. We got to be the first one to show them how a man should be. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Everything is out of order. That's why the children are out of order. Because they can't see no order.
Amen.
They don't even want to come home. They don't even want to go home. Why? Because ain't no order in the home.
Come on. Amen. Come on now.
Lord, amen. Have mercy, Lord.
And we got a government that's pushing this demon on people.
Amen. Legalizing it.
We talking about Barack Obama, but let me tell you something. Barack was the first one to personally put that spirit out there as a law. Hallelujah. He promoted homosexuality. Come on here, somebody.
Tell the truth, Father.
Come on now, Bishop.
And we got caught up in him being the first black president, which he is not the first black president. John Hanson, President John Hanson is the first black president. I'm talking about an actual black president.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Right.
And what we ain't looking at is that Biden was his vice president when he was president. But who you think was telling him to promote homosexuality? It was Biden. And guess what he going to do? He going to raise the stakes in this term. So you're going to see more benefits for homosexuals than a little bit.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Ooh-wee. People just found out.
That's not right. Got the right to go straight to hell.
That's the attack that's on the family.
Wow.
That's why it's praying time. That's why it's praying time.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something, Queen. It's not the fact that we don't want to get a job. Hear me, my black queen. It's not that we don't be trying, but we're dealing with a system that has already implemented, don't you hire him. Keep him under your feet. The only way doors open for us is God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Because they don't want to see the black man have nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's right.
That's true.
Whenever we have any kind of self-esteem about ourselves and we start walking like we know who we are, they get scared. Come on. Mm. Oof.
That's true.
Ouch.
And I want to commend every black queen that's praying for us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We need your prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes, yeah, Lord.
We all ain't gay. Hear me, Queen. We all ain't gay. We all ain't locked up. We all ain't in games. Some of us, hallelujah, is really trying to live for God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear my brothers praising God on that one. We need to be hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's still some straight men out here. Amen. I'm one. And the one that's online is straight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I'm talking about straight, I'm talking about straight for real. I ain't talking about bisexual. I ain't talking about, you know, you don't know if you want a male or I know, I'm talking about straight.
Yes, Lord.
And that means that you should be saying the greatest thing God ever made was a woman. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He made the best when he
made
a woman. Yes.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Adam got so caught up, hallelujah, that when Eve gave him the apple, he forgot what God said. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. That's that.
He straight forgot what God said. God told him not
he
to
so
eat.
Did.
But he got so caught up in the herd, when she got caught up into the serpent, why? Because his head wasn't on. Come on here, somebody. If his head was on, he wouldn't have ate of the fruit that God told him not to eat of. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
We really got to praise for the family. Because how many know that without a strong family, that there cannot be a strong structure.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The family is the structure. So without the family, there's no structure. That's why the enemy went after the family. In a divided house can't stand.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So he went after the unity. Hallelujah. Because the unity is the oneness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he knew he had to switch everybody out of their positions so he could go on his attack. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many of you know that God is saying, stay unified in this hour?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why it's so important not to be unequally yoked.
Yes, Lord.
With an unbeliever. God is saying,
right.
I want to put you with something that you ain't got to work on, something that's already worked on, something that's already fixed. And a lot of us have got people that God got to fix. Come on here, somebody.
Oh.
Help God. Help God. I'm speaking for myself, too, as well. Help God. Hallelujah. God is saying this to us tonight. Pray. Because when we pray, God is going to make sure that he cover us. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody lift your hand and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your
word.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Why you think the White House is divided? They not together. Amen. There's a division in the house. In the White House.
Amen.
We're not paying attention to name the White House. The name speaks for itself. White House. We're
Amen.
Not even in the house. Yo, I catch what the Holy Ghost said. We're not in the house. Our name ain't in the house. It's a White House.
Amen.
They switched from whites only to White House. That's the only difference. White only to White House. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we still trying to look to a house that wasn't made for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that God is making the house work for us? God is making the house. Oh, somebody you got a praise right there. He's making the house work for us. The Bible says when they left out of Egypt, they didn't leave out empty-handed. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
That's
right.
Y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost saying to us tonight. He says, I'm getting ready to separate you. I'm getting ready to free you. But when I free you, you ain't leaving out empty-handed.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo! God. I feel the anointing right there, y'all. He said, yeah, I'm getting ready to deliver you, but you're not going to leave out empty-handed.
Lord,
somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
If you receive that, come on and give God a praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Somebody worship God right now. Somebody begin to just love on him right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you receive that word right now, come on. Give God praise and thanks for it.
Thank you, Lord.
If you receive that word,
hallelujah.
Come on.
Give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
everyone that's online right now, if you receive that word, come on and give God a praise. Come on and worship him right now. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Only care about what God got to say about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that you gave him on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you replenish him, Lord. Hallelujah. The virtue that he has poured out onto your people, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you for it, and we magnify you for it. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word on the night. Do we have anybody who has a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe some words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight? Hallelujah. Somebody got a little bit of background noise and they back. Praise God. If that's you, please meet your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank God for the word. You know, I was listening to that word, and, you know, I got to admit that I'm one of the women that said, hey, I don't necessarily have to have a man. I'm her. I'm that woman, you know. I said, I just deal with God from now, you know. And I can say that I'm one of them that's pretty kicked off and mad things that happened in my life, you know. So I just want to pray to God more for open hearts, you know, and pray for our men of this world, you know, that they will let God be the head of their life. Because, you know, if we look and really listen and really pay attention, you know, who wouldn't want a man that God, just a man that's after God's own heart, you know, to have God to lead him? Who wouldn't want that, you know? So, you know, we can have a different change of heart. And I just thank you, praise God, for that word that went forth. I love the word, and I love the Lord. I mean, you know, I just said, well, I just have God and just go on with my life, you know. But, you know, you never know why or the reason God gives us the word, you know, is to help us. And I love my black men, you know. I love them, and I pray for them. I have a son, you know, that I wouldn't want nobody to run over him, and I would want him to be, you know, the king, as we call, of his family, to take care of his wife and children and all. You know, he don't have any, but I pray for him, you know, to find that wife, to find that good thing, you know. So, you know, I can be open to the word of God. I just pray, you know, that he helps me, you know, as I go through. And I thank you, praise God, for, once again, you know, having a young man to come today and working on the house. The house is still being worked on. God is showing up and showing out. And even with me getting some things done around the house there, young man was there to work on like a water this morning. So God, you know, he it's just the right time. It wasn't my time. And we hear the song that he's on time, God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Brother,
amen.
Thank you, praise God, for where he got me at right now. I thank him for this awesome word. And I just pray for each and every one of our men of God. Our men of God and those that's not, I pray for them as well. Because like the pastor was saying, yeah, the men, you know, they don't have jobs. You know, the women are just, they running it pretty much. You know, they are. Just working, you know. And you can see how the system been set up. I can see that. I've been seeing it for a long time. And I can tell you, I was mad at black men. You know, I was. But I know that the system is set up to make us divided. So thank you for the word. Thank you for letting God use you. And keep on letting the Lord use you, Apostle Curry. Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to make a... Hey, you know, you go out there a thousand times, or how many times you go out there many times, trying to find you a single woman. And then when you find a single woman, you know what I mean, you know, She's not necessarily yours, you know what I mean? She got something she gonna throw at you. Why? I don't know why they're not there. You know? If it ain't water, it's another. Every time. It always something. I don't get the woman here paying a bill, or she just wants something, or it's always something. It's always something. It ain't nothing like how it was, you know, 10, 20 years ago. These women here all the time be like con artists and stuff. They trying to run you broke, trying to run you. When they run you broke, then that's when they want to leave you and go to somebody else. And the same thing with them too. Like it's some kind of game or whatever going on. You know, they always say money. They always say money to go around. You know, that ain't true. Money is here for us to pay our bills and pay our rent and to survive off of it. You know, but they take it to a whole other level. You know. And then, you know, again, that's where the point comes in, you know, like what y'all saying earlier about, you know, can't know two people of the same sex, you know, make a child that don't take care of one. That is true. That's true. I don't know where they get it from. No, but it don't stick. You know.
Excuse me, Brian. You know what? That's why you wait on the Lord. You trust in the Lord. You ask the Lord to send you a woman. And he will. Everything happened in the Lord's time, and you know, you be faithful to the Lord, and you trust in him, and he'll send you a good woman, a godly woman. But when he sends you a good woman and a godly woman, you have the wisdom and to understand what you have, and you have to appreciate her.
You know what? I've been there about 4 years ago. About 4 or 5 years ago, I've been praying.
But you know what? Brian, let me tell you this. If you say you did it, don't you do it. Let God do it.
One thing about it,
When I went through a divorce, I did get bitter towards a man. Then God started dealing with me. You need a man. Why you need a man? Because your daddy was a man, and you lived in your house with daddy and mama. But I had to raise my children without their daddy in the house. And I got bitter. So I had to ask the Lord to teach me all over again. But when I do get the right one this time, I would know that he is. That's it. I would know if he could connect with me and not even around me. He can feel what I'm going through and don't have to tell him. He can call me and tell me. And the Lord will give you signs. He said signs and wonder follow us. You know?
Amen.
And he said, put it down on paper. Let me tell you something. I did a checklist. But when I know, I'm going to know it's him. I wrote everything down on the paper about 10 years ago, what I'm looking for in there. And my auntie always used to ask me, God rest her day. She said, you ain't got a man yet? I said, he in the layaway. She said, in the layaway? I said, yeah, he in the layaway. She said, baby, you ain't paid on him yet? I said, no, he's still in the layaway. He said, well, you need to go back and get your change back. I said, no, God said he's working on him for me. He's in the layaway. Now, he's going to give you the best if you're willing to have the best. Are you ready for the best? You know, you want those that just going to give you a thrill one time in life. I want somebody to give me a thrill every day, all the time. Like the words say, my mom and daddy used to say, love starts in the kitchen. And I'm still been wondering, where to love at? They like New Orleans said, Ruth, there it is. Where is that? That's what I want to know. Where is that? But it's coming. It's coming.
You be back. And you trust in the Lord, and he'll send you a good one.
Let me tell you something.
Amen.
I don't care how bad you'll look, how you'll be hooked up or whatever, and if it's for you, that woman gonna love you just how you are, no matter what you look like or what you got to do. If it's yours, God got it already ready for it. So that's why I'm saying to you, don't give up. Don't give up. A man is the best thing that ever happened to women, and women are the best thing that ever happened to men. Y'all need to thank God for making y'all help me. Because if y'all had to carry a baby, y'all have trouble on y'all hands because y'all wouldn't even know how to live it.
You ain't lying.
Not that right.
I used to be pregnant during our work, like roly-poly bear. I said, I sure wish I could throw this ball off to him and let him do it. See how he said it. So, hold on, Brian. It's coming. It's coming. If you believe, it's coming.
That's right, Brother Brian. Oh, it might be one of them little nurses coming down, praise God.
He made sure she ate on time. He cooked for her, but she, when he was at home, he made sure that girl had everything she needed. And her house was spotless. See her yard? You was going to eat off of her grass outside. That's the kind of man he was, and he was it. Are you ready for to do the things you got to do to be a man? Because sometimes we ask for stuff and we ain't even ready for it. You think I want a man that can't bring out the garbage? Huh?
Preach, preach.
I don't want a man that can't do nothing for me.
Exactly.
You know, you need more than money to live. You can be broke and happy.
Right. But that's because you gotta know what you're looking for, a man or a fair bed.
You gotta write it down. I wrote down what I'm looking for.
A fair
bed. I wrote it down. Believe you me.
Amen.
I wrote it down. Everything, and I mean from everything. You hear me? I mean from everything. Now I ain't left nothing out. Everything. Because let me tell you something. I say, Lord, I don't want the same thing I had before. I don't want the same thing I had before. That curse is broken. Lord, now I need this in my life.
Amen.
Lord, help me to be ready for this. Lord, I see no color. I don't see no color. I had to do that. I said, God, because you made them all. I see no color. I don't really want to go cross the line and get a brother, another type of brother, but God working on what he got for me. Sometimes you get lonely and you want anything, and I'm selling for nothing. Till I get the right thing this time.
Can I add, man of God?
Amen. Go ahead.
I'd like to add, I believe, you know, I enjoyed the message when Apostle was giving the word of God and about relationships. You know, God, you know, he's about relationships and he creates a family unit.
Amen.
He created men and female. And I believe it goes back to the root. We always got to go back to the root of the problem. You know, when a man finds a wife, you know, God will tell the man who he's supposed to be with. Sometimes they make their own choices. Same thing with a woman. So, you know, and I really do believe that a lot of times it goes back, rooted down, especially for a woman, it goes back down to her childhood. If there's something that can be going on in the childhood that they still dealing with, they grew up from a childhood to adult, and they start acting out in the adult age stage. So because then they got to go back, but then they don't allow God to really truly heal them from the inside out. There's a lot of time that's what's going on even in the church. A lot of people are so anxious. They got that spirit of love. Some things, you know, they just what they see. But I believe we get to the root cause of a problem. I believe our relationship, and we'll make the right choices, that what God has already preordained. A lot of times we see with our own eyes. And I just want to encourage, you know, people on the line today that allow to take the process, allow God to move on the inside of us so that we have an ear to hear and say, that's the one. So we have to know that's the one, because we don't want to keep going making the same mistakes over and over again.
You must know that
I believe in, you know, family unit. I had a mother and father, but at the same time, there was something missing in our childhood. My dad was there, so I ended up picking and choosing the wrong men. See, that's what happened in my time. So now I'm waiting on God. So anybody come up to me talking sideways, I'm like, no, you ain't the one. And Apostle Curry he knows me very well. So, you know, another brother was calling me, telling me this and that, someone, you need to release those stuff. I said, I have to rebuke him. You're not, I have to block him, rebuke him. Lord, don't come with that mess with me, because I'm not in the world. See, I was, you know, I'm not in there, so I'm not going to take that worldly statue like that. So I look for godly men. If they are praying men, they love the Lord, and the Lord will let you know that who he is. And it's like a man, a God will let that man know. I don't say man because I want a husband. I don't want a man. I want a husband. Glory be to God, because you can get any man. But when I know God's going to let you know, and he'll let the man know that's your wife. But some men don't want to wait on God. They want to choose the first or second choice. And God said, no, the third choice is what I have for you. But you decided to select the second choice. So then cause habit into the relationship. Then you said, then you stand back like, well, God, get me out of this. See, I don't want to experience that. I see I have a lot of friends that's married, that's been through all the different stages and going through different things with their husband, especially not saved. That's a whole other thing. So I just believe that if we allow healing to take place in us, even in our minds and our heart and our soul, I believe we will see a better outcome in relationships in the church, within the church. Those who are saved, those who call themselves saints, we'll see something different take place. Then we won't be at the altar crying out to God, well, Lord, please, have I made a mistake? That's why it's consequences when you make the wrong choice. We suffer as a recompense for all of that. And then God has to step right on in there. And God can heal any condition. He can change us. He can change. But the best thing a woman can do is stay on her knees for the men. To stay on her, to get on her knees. My mother didn't talk about her relationship. She didn't talk about her marriage. She went into prayer. And then you got to watch the hand of God move. Amen? So, you know, that's a lot of, you know, that's my take on relationships. I believe that relationships is ordained by God. And then, you know, we have to get our mind, allow God to free our minds and restore our minds back to normal capacity so we're able to hear from God, be able to talk like Christ and let Christ take form in us. I ain't trying to preach. I'm not trying to come down the apostle, folks. Y'all don't get me. It's just something on the inside. I just want to share because I believe that God with apostle talking about relationships and how women need to be praying for the men on continual basis, and, you know, and so the men, so they can be undergirded, you know, so they can find a helpmate. And there's a lot of young men out here that I work in law enforcement, and y'all won't believe how many young men going to prison, and it's like a lack of hope there, you know, and it saddens me. I have to pray over files. I read, and I see different things, you know, and it for 20-some years I've been seeing a cycle of stuff being processed from one age group to another age group, you know, and it's time. Things happen when the people of God start praying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I thank you, praise God, for that word. This word was for us, and I thank and praise God that I got it. If didn't nobody get it, I got it. And I thank and praise God for He raising up a new people. Some new people He raising up. You know, if we listen to the voice of God and we do exactly what He said, He'll bless us. You know, I was thinking when the apostle was preaching, the people, the police and the people have taken the Bible out of school, but they didn't know they was putting the gun in our sons and daughters' hands. And I heard him talking about the first lady. Now the first lady is a man. Mm. And they don't feel embarrassed to say, oh, that's my first man over there. I said, my God, they got something twisted. We don't want our kids looking up to that. Look at the TV. They still enough on TV. They raising our kids. That's why so much of this is going on. So it's prayer time. So see, the enemy got his head. He really born like that now. Thinking who he may devour. So he's trying to work with our kids and our men. So we should stay on our knees and pray for them. Pray for them.
Amen.
All
Amen.
All Amen. Our boys. The devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
Just like Apostle said, he's out walking on it. And
I mean, everything came out his mouth was curse. And I couldn't believe it. I was back then. I'm telling you, we got to pray for our young men and old men. It's prayer time. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray that God continue to bless me to his perfect will. And that his will be done in my life. That's what I pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for your testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. While the floor is open. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Any other testimonies? Amen. Before I turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for all the... I'm sorry, was it somebody... That's right.
Brother Bob.
Amen, Brother Bob. You got to do something about that mic. We can barely hear you.
I thank God for the word and thank God for the...
Brother Bobby for his comments on tonight. Praise God. And all the testimonies that have gone up. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forth on the day. Hallelujah. We want to encourage everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're single, amen, praise God, we're not dating. Hallelujah. Like you was dating in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we're dating actually with a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. He said, out there, they trying to have fun. They don't know if they ain't even calling it gay or straight no more. They saying, I'm falling in love with your spirit. I'm in love with your spirit. Well, I got the spirit of a man, so I don't know how your spirit falling in love with mine. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We need to, amen. Nip some of that in the bud right there, praise God. And the church is the one that needs to stand up. When I say the church, I ain't talking about the building, I'm talking about the people. Those of us that say we believe in God and we follow God and all this stuff, we need to stand up and say this stuff is wrong. Because if we the ones going I ain't gonna lie and tell y'all I vote, but I know a whole bunch of church folks that vote. And I'm like, look at the people you voting for. Praise God, hallelujah. You voting for people that saying it's okay. Every Christian I know, and I even had some people unlike me on Facebook because I said if I was to vote, I would vote for Trump. They said, how could you vote for Trump? Well, Trump said no abortion. Trump say no gay marriage. Trump say everything Trump say is right. I mean, he don't know how to say it. He's not the most eloquent person in the world, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But everything Biden is the reason black men are in jail today. He's the one that first introduced the three strikes and you out there way back during the Clinton administration. And it's crazy to me because black people, we love Clinton. Black people, we loved Obama. And now we acting like we love this dude. And these are the people that's putting the law on the book, that's putting black men away, that's taking the order out of what the man of God was speaking about tonight. Hallelujah. Taking the structure out of the home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those jailhouse preachers ain't doing you no good at home raising four kids by yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all designed of the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm getting ready to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Don't forget that if you have a pledge, the seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah, because we just won't stop. Hallelujah, amen. The wheels are still on this carriage and they ain't fell off yet, and we're going to keep riding. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry is back in your hands. You can go ahead and get us out of here tonight. Praise God. Hey, man, you can be real low, Apostle.
Can y'all hear me now? You need to speak up a little louder.
It sounds like a bad connection. Is this better? Is this better?
Yes.
There you go.
Amen.
Let everybody give God a hand of praise for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's everybody
Amen.
Praise God for the word.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray that God will put the order back in the house. Hallelujah. The way that it's supposed
Hallelujah.
To be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God on tonight. When we praise God on tonight. Amen. I want to encourage everyone that has not sown to please sow, amen, because, you know, God is saying that the more seed you have in the ground, the more harvest that you're going to reap, amen. And so when you hear certain messages that come from the Lord, amen, that should prick your spirit to especially want to sow seed in there because it's going to benefit us as we do. Thank you, Lord, especially when it comes to the family. I want to encourage tonight, too, amen. When God showed us Solomon, when he was talking to us about toxic relationships, he was saying how God had commanded Solomon not to intermarry or to go outside of his race. And I believe that's a lot of what's going on right now today. Amen. Behind what's going on with the family. Amen. If we're going to save anybody, let's save our family first. Oh, I can't hear nobody
Amen.
Tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I really believe tonight that God is saying to us, amen, that he want to put the structure back. Amen. Our Bible says if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the enemy didn't just hit. He hit after the foundation. And how many know that the family is the foundation? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
But how many know that God is putting the love and the unity back, hallelujah, in the family? Somebody give God a praise, amen, for the love and the unity being restored back, hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you tonight, Father. Amen. And we give God praise tonight. Is there any more comments before I close us out tonight? Amen. If there's none, Father, we
Apostle
thank you. We
Curry,
praise you, God, for what I... Yes.
Amen. I just want to share this. I shared it with you about 10 minutes ago, but... I sent you a text, and just to encourage you, man of God. The Lord gave me something last week while I was in prayer, and I feel it's a need to release it on this line, that it don't hold fast to God's unchanging hand. And that's when we
yes.
have faith and we trust in God. And it goes in the same line of what the apostle was talking about. You know, so we got to hold fast, especially if you intercessors, and prayer warriors, you know, you're praying and fasting and seeking God's faith, seeking God for change. Hold fast, because God is unchangeable God. He is who he is. He's the great I am. And just continue to praise him. Continue to praise him. We're going to see change. And I read something
yes,
that says that if we're praying and change has not taken place within us, then we got to check our prayers. We got to check ourselves too, to find out why to pray, why are we praying for our families and different things like that, and things is not changing. We got to find out what's going on the inside of us. And maybe God is talking to us so we can, you know, get something right on the inside so he can do that work. So just hold fast to God's unchanging hand, you know, and he gave me that. And he gave me peace when he told me, I received so much peace from the Lord. And you know, and he's a burden bearer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the man of God. I tell you too, Pastor Curry, you know, he's been an inspiration in my life. And I tell you, every time I hear him speak, you know, he's a blessing. And God uses him.
Thank you.
And I know the hand of God is upon him. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to say that. Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God praise for the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to drop something in your spirit, Tyler, God, just before God had me dismiss. I want to thank God for that word, too. And to bring confirmation with that, God says we're in the knocking out. I don't know if that's going to hit somebody's spirit, but God said we're in the knocking hour. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be
Hallelujah.
Open.
Hallelujah.
Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. Will we knock?
Hey,
then God says, you knock with your heart. Come on here, somebody. So when you knock and you pray with your heart in it, God said, now you're knocking. Come on here, somebody. And when you knock, that's why God said, I stand at the door and knock. Come on here, somebody. God is waiting on us to open the door to our heart to him. Come on here, somebody. God said, when you open the door to your heart, then I'm going to open the spiritual door that you've been crying out for. I feel God now. Hallelujah to God. So God says, now we're knocking. We've been asking. And we've been seeking, but God says, now it's time to knock under the vocal tarabasa. That's why God said, then you thank you in fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now that means that God says, now that means you're knocking at the door. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And God says, when you knock and you knock loud enough, then I'm going to hear your knock and I'm going to open the door for you. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor right quickly. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Are you knocking loud enough?
Are you knocking loud enough?
Hallelujah. That means that you putting your whole heart in your prayer. Hallelujah. Can God hear your knock? Because the Bible says in Revelation that he will open doors that no man can. I hear you. He will open doors that no man can close. Come on here, somebody. And God says, I'm ready to open doors that no man can close. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Robo Ko Yarabasa. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name tonight. We give you praise for what our ears have heard. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for setting back in order the family structure, the family position, hallelujah, of the family, Lord. Thank you. That the head of every man, Lord, I'm decreeing and declaring by the power of the Holy Ghost that every head of every man is the anointing. Hallelujah. I'm decreeing and declaring that the head of every woman is the man whose head is the anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you. And we praise you, Father God, that the head of Christ is God. Hallelujah. That the head of the anointing is God the Father. Hallelujah. And Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. that the house is not divided, but it's united, glory to God, hallelujah. And we are united in love, and we are united in obedience. So, Father, we thank you, and we give you praise in Yahshua HaMashiach's name. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name tonight, Father. We thank you that the enemy's plans are canceled. Amen. We dismantle, disarm, hallelujah, every scheme and tactic and weapon of the enemy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the hedge of protection that is around your people, God, that is around the family.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we cover every family with the blood. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we give you praise and glory for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Somebody
amen.
Give God a shout of victory. Somebody give God a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We bless the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And now you are now dismissed until tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody to say, neighbor.
Yeah.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. I love you.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
And nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Next preacher. That's who it is.
In the building.
Already.
Y'all ready for this one?
They ain't ready. We finna do it. The whole church finna be quiet. You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like, there you go. Got the whole church quiet. Get the Holy Ghost party. You know how we do, we bout to get the party started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit takes a move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look a drop hit. Big time, my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yep, I'm too legit.
Yep.
Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Pay the cost to be the boss, and I ain't leave no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance flow. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise more. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope for show. We don't need you,
nope,
we
don't
need
you.
Just accept the fact you was here for a season. I'm so past it, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party. Go. Got the whole church crunk, you know they bout to get it started. There you go. And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There you go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. God being so good, I had to turn up. Got your rocket side to side with your hands
up.
Not two steps. Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then slide with it.
Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. This that top flight. It's a Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop it.
Stop.
Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, and still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's grinding. There he go. Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
But don't be hating what I'm doing. Show you what my gut about.
Yeah.
If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Grace and mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm faded. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock out. why you pray?
I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, here he goes. Got the whole church party, the Holy Ghost party. Here he goes.
Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
Here he goes. You know how we do with the school team, well, you better move.
There he go.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what.
But don't be hating what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I see.
What is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see your old lady with your walking cane. Go out and do it.
You better pick that walking cane back up. You know you only just doing this.
Yeah.
And we about
church crunk.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
This is my accident.
Yeah.
This is my accident.
I'm
listening to The Sound.
To the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And
and I ain't even driving. Let the Lord do the steering. It's like now it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. It's all about choices and decisions. Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do.
The things we do.
Uh-huh. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but
nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah,
yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Just to make it through.
lift my hands in total adoration of to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God. Of you my cloudy days are
how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.